You are now listening to Playbook Radio. Here is your host, Martin Williams.
Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to Playbook Radio. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. All the links to the podcast can be found at gameplanplaybook.com. That's gameplanplaybook.com. So today what I wanted to talk to you about is TWA. So when I was a kid, TWA, Trans World Airlines, they were the biggest airline, one of the biggest airlines in the world. And their hub was in New York City. And, you know, one of the reasons why I connect to it is because the hub was actually JFK Airport. And I was born and lived the first 5 years of my life about 5-10 minutes from JFK. And my mother still has a home there. So in a lot of ways, that's my childhood home. So I would always see those TWA planes taking off from JFK. And they had a huge, like I said, they had a hub and they had like the hotel. And, you know, they just had a big footprint there in New York. And so in thinking about what I wanted to talk about, and I think about when you reprogram your mind and recode your mind to attract the new reality, it comes down to, you know, thoughts, words, and actions, right? Those are the things that are attracting your life, good, bad, or indifferent. And so for the things that I've done, the changes that I've made in my life, whether it's working, getting a better job, getting, you know, improving my lifestyle, improving my health, whatever, you know, metric you want to use, whatever part of life you want to use, it really came down to me changing my thoughts, changing my words, changing my actions. So if you're trying to make a life change, think of it like this. I'm traveling to a new country, right? So that TWA, those TWA planes would take you to a new place, right? A new city, a new state, a new country. And your thoughts, words, and actions are taking you to a new place. Or they're keeping you basically in the same place. And so I have to, whenever I travel to a new country, right, there's going to be different things that I'm doing than I would do where I am currently, right? If I went to, say, Brazil or Argentina or Spain, I would have to speak a different language, right? I could probably get around a little bit with English, but ultimately, you know, I need to have at least a basic understanding of the language in which I'm for the country that I'm traveling to. So I've got to talk different, don't I? And so when I wanted to have a different job, you know, when I wanted to improve my employment status, I started talking as if I had the job already. I wasn't talking about when I'd get a job. I was talking about the job as if I already had it. And I talked about how cool it is to work at this job and how the people are nice and things of that nature. I changed my conversation. I didn't do this for long. It didn't take long for things to start to shift, but I had to start somewhere. Another thing I would do is I would find out how the email addresses work, and I would give myself an email address at the job. So if I was working, let's say at IBM, right? I don't work at IBM, but if I did, I would give myself an IBM email address and I'd write it down. I would say, you know, martinwilliams@ibm.com, right? And that would be my email address, as if I worked there. One time when getting a new job, I printed off the directions from my home to the new job. And this was before I had gotten the job. Actually, my mistake. This was when I was getting a new house. The same concept applies. I had already had the job, but I was getting a new house. And one of the realtors was saying that they wouldn't accept my offer. And so what I did was that I did the directions. I basically put in the directions as if I was going from that new job, from that new house to the job. So I put in the directions as if I was going from that new place to the job. And that's what I did. And I was able to get the place. And I saw myself and I envisioned myself sleeping there every night. And I visualized what it would feel like to wake up there and what the commute would be and what it would be like to live there. These are all things I did in my imagination. But when you're traveling to a new country, you have to do things differently, right? You go to a new country. You know, I went to a country called Dominica. And in Dominica, you know, a lot of things are based on European standards. So you drive on the left-hand side of the road. You, the outlets are different. And these are little things that, you know, you have to adjust to being American because, you know, in America, these are not the same things. So I had to adjust to that, right? When you're going to a new place in life, whether it's a new financial place, a new employment place, a new business place, you have to think differently. You have to think as if you're already there. So, you know, when I was looking for website clients, you know, I spent a long time trying to, you know, do what pretty much every web designer does. You know, they try to, you know, cold call or cold email or, you know, just contact as many people as they can. And that works to an extent. But what I did was I basically acted as if I had a website client. And I thought about what would I do if I had this client, if I had this person working with me. And ultimately what happened was that my next door neighbor needed a website and I worked with him. And so I got a client that way. And more often than not, the more passive I am with my marketing, the more clients I seem to get, which is the weirdest thing. It's just that I'm not so interested in it anymore. But, you know, if I was doing that full time, I wouldn't do a lot of the traditional marketing stuff that people tell you to do. I would really just act as if I had clients and I would conduct myself as if I had clients. You know, I would just manage sites, you know, and I would just talk about the clients that I did have. Now, if you don't have any clients, then, you know, just get some free ones, right? There's somebody around you that needs a website. That's what I would do. I would just get like two or three free clients and get into the energy of having a client. And then in time, what would happen is that, you know, as long as you stay in that energy, you'll attract clients. And the more you stay in that energy and the more value that you give in that energy, the more paid clients will come to you. So that is how I've handled it in the past. And that's what I would do again if I was ever in that position. In a new state of mind, in a new country, right? My currency wouldn't be good either. I would have to exchange my currency when I got to the new country. So, and this, you know, there's exceptions to this. And because it's the American dollar, oftentimes these countries will accept the American dollar because it's America, right? But a lot of times, you know, people get over on tourists because of that. So it's really just best to exchange it. So when you exchange currency, you get the currency of the country that you're traveling to, excuse me. You're getting the currency of the country that you're traveling to. In a new place, in a new mental place, in a new mental state, the currency is also different because before you were talking as if it's going to happen or you hope it happens. It's like, I wish I can do it. I hope I can do it. I hope I can afford it. I'm trying. I'm working on it. I'm praying for it, and nothing wrong with praying. Nothing wrong with hoping. But you're talking from the outside. You're talking like an outsider. If you were to talk to someone who lives there, if you're talking English to someone that's a native, unless they know English, then they don't understand what you're talking about. And that was probably like the hardest thing I needed to do, was that to change my language, okay? Because my language is my currency, okay? So when I wanted to go back to school, I stopped talking about how I wished I could go back to school. I wish I had the money to go back to school. I wish I could afford to go back to school. When it came time for me to go back to school, I talked as if I was already there. I talked as if I was back enrolled in classes, taking classes. I talked from that place. I talked as if things were already happening. Okay. And so the longer I stayed in that energy, I attracted the means to get the, to get back enrolled in school and get back accepted. And, you know, it wasn't an easy thing. It wasn't just money. Like, they didn't want to give me credit for all the credits that I had built up. You know, I had built up quite a few credits, and they didn't want to give that to me. So, I had to overcome that as well. They, you know, I had built up probably almost 2 years worth of credits, and they were saying that those credits were no good. And I just refused to accept that because there was a lot of money that I spent to accrue those credits. But I just continued in my energy of, I'm back in school, I'm doing well, you know, I got my degree, right? I was talking from the new country as opposed to talking from the old country. And I was able to, you know, basically work with them to get into another degree program and finish that degree using 80% of that new program were credits that I'd already gotten. So I was able to just pull that in and finish. Okay. So I had to talk different. So that's important. Something that I wanted to pass along to you. You know, think about, how am I talking? You know, am I talking as if I'm there, or am I talking as if I hope I'm there? Two different energies. I have to act different. Okay. If I'm where I want to be, and where I want to be would make me happy, then I've got to improve my mood. I can't be a grouch, right? I had to work on my mood. And that was, you know, that was hard, because there were other things in my life when I was trying to go back to school. There were other things in my life that were bringing my mood down. I was having financial problems. You know, work was a drag. There was just a lot of things going on. Now, looking back on it, I probably should have applied that to every area of my life, but I was focused on this goal. So I was really focused on, you know, getting back in school. But my point is that I had to improve my mood. You know, I thought about it. If I was back in school, how would that feel? And I said, you know, it'd feel great. It'd feel amazing. So I would just practice the mood. And that helped. And I did do that for other things too. You know, getting a job, getting a better job. I practiced the mood. What would it feel like? Right. And I would just practice the mood until it became natural. And then, you know, eventually, through a series of events, I would get a better job. If I wanted more money, I would practice the mood. You know, sometimes, you know, things come out to be more expensive than you think. And, you know, you thought you would have all this money, and then, you know, you end up having a lot less than what you expected to have. But, you know, if you stay in the energy of, you know, I can't hold on to any money or something like that, like a negative energy, then that puts you out from where you want to be. But if I'm, you know, if my desire is to have more financial resources, then I've got to stay in that energy. And so that's what I do. what I have done and what I continue to do, I just stay in a mode of gratitude. I stay in a mode of, you know, always having more than enough. And so I have to act different, right? I've got to act different. And that's what I did. I've acted different. And when I changed my behavior attracted the things that I want. So think about, go back to that TWA example, thoughts, words, actions. My thoughts, I got to change my thoughts. My words, I got to change what I say. And then my actions, I got to change how I act. Those three things are taking me to a new country, a new place. Okay. My behavior, thoughts, words, actions are attracting my results, good, bad, or indifferent. And using those examples that I laid out for you, you know, that's how I was able to create new realities in my life. And so, you know, if that resonates with you, I invite you to try it. Think about what you're thinking. Think about what you're saying. Is what I'm saying matching where I want to go? Okay. Am I talking English when I'm in Argentina or Brazil or China or wherever? Right? Am I talking the same language of the people there, of where I'm at? Am I doing the things that the people there are doing? Okay. If I'm driving on the right side of the road in a European country, I'm going to cause an accident, right? Because that's legal here, but it's not legal there. Okay. So I've got to change the way that I act. I got to change what I say. I got to change what I think. And in doing those three things, you're going to see results, different results. So thank you so much for listening. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Playbook Radio. If this episode helped you, please share it with family and friends. For more about Playbook strategies, please go to gameplanplaybook.com.